God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
You remember a couple weeks ago I did a You Can't Be Serious on Manny Ramirez's new contract with the Japanese team that includes unlimited sushi and optional practices? That's a pretty good contract. Well, from the same vein, Rougned Odor, of whom I'm a huge fan because he popped Jose Bautista in the face, he just signed a contract today with the Rangers, 6 years, $49.5 million. But as part of that, he is getting two elite horses that are part of his contract.
Huh.
And there's actually a picture of the horses, but he loves horses. He rides every day of the off season, and he wanted a couple of horses. So the Rangers, which is probably fitting because, you know, they're the Texas Rangers, They threw in a couple of horses for their second baseman.
Not bad. Way to negotiate there, Rougned.
That's right.
Not too bad at all. That's I got a couple of them, two that are pretty awesome, but they have some flaws. The first one, I'll bring it up, what I talked about before the break, is there is a new official hot dog of Major League Baseball, Nathan's Hot Dogs. Nathan's Hot Dogs is the official hot dog of Major League Baseball. That is great news. You can already find them at Yankee Stadium and at City Field with the Mets. I had one at City Field one time. It was a jumbo Nathan's Hot Dog. Best hot dog I've ever had. The issue with this is that with this new deal that doesn't force Nathan's Hot Dogs into all Major League stadiums. For instance, Vienna Hot Dogs will still be in Chicago at U.S. Cellular or whatever it's called and at Wrigley Field. But here's the deal. Like at a place like Kauffman Stadium, you need Nathan's Hot Dogs. Nathan's Hot Dogs are the best,
yeah,
in my opinion.
They're solid.
But unfortunately, all this really does for them is they can now use the logo on their packaging and all that. But need to put them in old ballparks, in my opinion. Also, here is this. You watched the show Breaking Bad. This isn't sports related. But Breaking Bad, it has to do with food. There is going to be a Los Pollos Hermanos opening up in New York City.
Oh, why there? Oh, man. I don't want it in New York City.
It's
going to really
open up in New York
second.
City. Here's the issue. It's only going to be open for 2 days.
Is this okay? So this is just like
it's a pop-up restaurant.
It's a stunt for the new season of Better Call Saul, I assume.
Possibly, there certainly that could be the thing. But it'll be open on April 9th and April 10th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. The line is going to be ridiculous for that because they also opened one up at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and that was open for 2 days. They had one in Los Angeles. It was open for 2 days. I didn't know about that until they now announced that there's going to be one in New York City. But man. If they could just open the damn thing up, it would be so successful.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Because there's so many Breaking Bad fans. If you've never seen the show, get Netflix and watch it because it's a great show.
Yeah, it takes a little bit to get really invested in it. The first season is a little slow.
In my opinion, it just gets better every season.
Oh, yeah, it's great. By the way, I'm really having fun on this What If Sports site. I've been simulating 1998 K-State against 2012 K-State football. And I'll say this, it doesn't turn out great for Colin Klein and the 2012 Wildcats. Michael Bishop kind of had his way with them in most of these simulations. That's going to wrap it up. We will be with you once again tomorrow. I believe we'll also be joined by Stan Weber to talk K-State spring football, which will be a nice change of pace from everything the rest of the week. If you missed anything, check out the podcast. For Mitch Fortner, I'm Tyler Dreiling. We'll talk to you tomorrow on The Game.